Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 772, Chatur Bahu, which is easy to understand. It means he who has four arms, which might seem impossible to persons who are grounded in a skeptical, realistic, physicalist worldview. But Krishna has four hands, and if he wants, he has more also. Satsarup Maharaj recalled in one of his many writings about Srila Prabhupada, this is not in the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, that once he, Satsarup, before long, just even maybe before he was initiated, he heard Srila Prabhupada, this was in New York, must have been 1966, discussing with an Indian man, Hindu, and they were discussing about the nature of Krishna and Narayana. And Srila Prabhupada said, well, Krishna has two hands and Narayana has four hands. And then the discussion went on. And Satsarup Maharaj was surprised that how come both of them accept that Narayana has four hands as if it's just a fact, because he, like most of us in the world today, unfortunately, are schooled in a skeptical, so-called rational, realistic, physicalistic worldview. But even at the present time, here in India today, when we can have programs with thousands of people present, and many of them well-educated, and discuss such things. Krishna has two hands, Narayana has four hands, and people sit there and they accept it because they're more intelligent than the persons. You can say it's a cultural thing, but you can say it's more intelligent than persons who think that all of reality is within the scope of our frog-in-the-well Plato's cave existence. Now, of course, the Christians who are making a good job, and a good business, by the way, and money business, of converting Hindus into what they call Christianity here in India, they make a big thing out of this. What is this? Four hands. Ra-ha-ha-ha-ha. But somehow or other, that's to them absurd, but the idea of God being killed, God being dead for 3 days, and then someone dead, and then they rise from the dead, and then they ascend into heaven, and so many miracles. Jesus converted water into wine. Actually, instead of going around converting people, if they want to make lots of money, they could just learn the trick how to make water into wine and be a good business. Probably have to pay some tax to the excise department. Little skepticism here. Anyway, Narayana has four hands. It's just an accepted fact by persons who are far more intelligent than anyone in the world today. Is practically such intelligence you won't find nowadays. I'm thinking of great acharyas. I mean, even from the material point of view, acharyas like Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, and great acharyas in their lines. And in terms of subtle, deep philosophical thinking, you won't find such people. They don't have any problem accepting it. They're also aware of the fact that we don't see people in the world these days with four hands, but they don't have any problem accepting it. So he has four hands. And this is a synonym of a name. Chatur Bahu is a synonym of a name that appeared over 600 names ago at name 142, Chaturbhuja, which is actually a more common rendition of this name. We find Chaturbhuja is more commonly known than Chaturbahu. The rendition, the words that are, the word that is used. Parasha Bhatta, in the tradition of commentators, he interprets each name in a such a way that there's no redundancy. So he doesn't just repeat here, when commenting on this name, the same that he did at Chaturbhuj. There is some overlapping, but particularly because he is now explaining a series of names of the Vibhava incarnations, that is according to the Pancharatra, on which actually all of Vaishnava, well, Sri Vaishnavism very strongly, Madhva, Gaurya Vaishnava also, although we don't stress it so much, but especially in our deity worship, everything is based on Pancharatra. So according to the Pancharatra, there are the five manifestations of God, and I'll speak more about that in an upcoming talk. One of them is Vibhav, or the avatars who appear in this world, and Parashar Bhatta, in this series of names, he is commenting on Krishna avatar. And in 142, he was referring to Vyuha, because there's Para, Vyuha, Vibhav, Antaryami, and Archa. These are the five. And again, Para means in Vaikuntha, the original. Vyuha means the four forms, which is the next name we're going to be discussing. The four forms expanded from that. Vibhav means the incarnations like Ramachandra, Krishna, Varaha, and so on. And then Antaryami means the Lord in everyone's heart, and Archa means the deity form manifested in this world. So commenting on the Vibhava forms of Lord Krishna for this name, and for Chaturbhuj, he explained it in terms of the Vyuha incarnations with four hands. So this particularly reforms to Krishna. Parashar Bhatta says that this name refers to Krishna. But wait a minute, Krishna had two hands, right? But sometimes he manifested four hands, and at his birth he had four hands. What is that? Balakam Adbhutam Chaturbhujam. He had four hands. So I'm speaking this just on the evening before Janmashtami. So it's very suitable to speak this name just before Janmashtami. There are evidences from Shastra given for Chaturbhuja. There's so many in Bhagavatam, Vishnu Purana, Ramayana also describes, not that Ram had four hands, but that Tamasa Paramo Dhata Shankha Chakra Gadadhara. He's holding the different weapons in his form, which is beyond the darkness of this material world. Mahabharatam. There's the quote. From Srimad Bhagavatam, the birth of Krishna. Tamadbhutam balakam ambuje kshanam chaturbhujam. He appeared as an extraordinary child before Devaki with lotus eyes and four hands. Sometimes in the iconography we see the full figure of Narayana with in his adult form, but specifically stated it was a child form with four hands. And then afterwards, very soon, Devaki Vasudev said some prayers to him, but they were very anxious about Kamsa, so they said, "You better just get two hands, don't have four hands, because then he'll know you. We're going to hide you, we're going to take you away and hide you away. How are we going to do it? Don't know, but we've got to do it somehow." They even know they're chained, they're locked up, there are guards. But they want to get him out, and they don't want him to have four hands, because then there'll be a sensation, right? If a baby is born anywhere in the world today with four hands, it'll be a sensation. It'll be all over YouTube and the news, or maybe the scientists will come in quickly and take him away for research purposes, and will be never seen or heard of again. Such things happen, because just like, for instance, when, so I've heard from time to time, yeah, one time I was crossing over Serbia to Croatia border, there's a lot of forests along there. Told there was a werewolf child was born for a woman who'd been raped in the forest by a werewolf. So we're told, and taken away for research purposes and never heard of again, taken to America. And so, but anyway, if it did get out, they'd say, no, it's a hoax and all this. What point am I making here? There are all kinds of weird and wonderful things go on all the time in different parts of the world which don't fit with the skeptic, rationalist, physicalist worldview, and such things are escorted off the stage and never heard of again, and there's some little explanations. It's all a hoax, and they give some elaborate explanation of how it's a hoax. Just like, for instance, they explained how one time there was all over India and different parts of the world, deities were drinking milk, and then they explained it, you see, in the capillary action of the marble, but I did it with metal deities, it wasn't marble. And they made some explanation, but actually there is no explanation. I saw it with my own eyes. I held the spoon and then tipped it, and gradually the milk reduced, and then it was gone. But they don't want to talk about it. They say Hindu superstition and so on. I didn't even think of doing it. I was in ISKCON Delhi with Lokanath Maharaj, was there also. It was his suggestion. And then everyone in the temple did it. They fed a little Ladu Gopal deity with milk. And so much milk, the price went skyrocketing. There was some in the temple. And we all saw it happen, and the milk was gone in the body of the Lord. So what's the point I'm making here? That, there are many things we may not like to accept. We may cover it up. But there are all kinds of weird and wonderful things going on all the time. In fact, just the fact that we have two hands, and I can move these two hands, and I can think, now I want to wiggle my hands and my fingers like this, and it does. We don't think that's weird and wonderful. We just think that's normal. It's normal. We're used to it. But how that is going on? You have to have a university degree to explain how that goes on, even in the very crudest way. Crudest way means if we talk about I didn't get a university degree, but I can just speculate. There's some sensation on the retina which is processed in the brain, which is another whole thing. How do you explain that? And then it gives an impetus to wiggle the hands, and then that sends the brain sends another message to the nerves, and then there's all there. Impetus means there's some electric current in going between the neurons, which activates different organs and different parts of the body. Wouldn't be an organ. I guess the brain's an organ. Well, the tendons, the muscles, the bones, and this and that. And then the chemicals, there's a movement of chemicals. And it's very difficult to understand how it takes place, even if we give a gross description. And what is the ultimate energetic source behind that? And what is the purpose of it all? That we don't think. We just say, well, it's normal. Normal. It's normal. Yeah, it's just normal. That's all. We shouldn't be frogs in wells thinking we know everything. There are so many things which are beyond our immediate experience. Anyway, going on. Namalva of the, we can say, of the Sri Sampradaya, which was really formally founded by Sri Ramanuja Acharya prior to Ramanuja. He says in one of his pasarams, his prayers, he has four long arms instead of the normal two, just so he can embrace me. Very nice. All the better to embrace you with, all the better to see you with, all the better to hear you with, all the better to eat you with. This. All the better to embrace you with. In the 11th chapter of Gita, we also have Arjuna seeing the universal form with unlimited sahasra. It said sahasra, that his unlimited arms, and he prays, Tenaiva rupena chatur bhujena. Can you show me your God form? We're having an amazing display here. Then again, your God form means four-handed form. And Krishna showed his four-handed form, but then Arjuna wanted to see his original Somyavapu, his very beautiful, pleasing form, Manusham Rupam, his form, human-like, or rather we should say man is created in the image of God, not that God is created in the image of man. Srila Prabhupada, commenting on this, says, these different features of the Supreme Lord are certainly not those of an ordinary human being. His Virata Rupa, his form as the universal form, his four-handed form, even his two-handed form, because no one is as beautiful as Krishna. So he's not like an ordinary human being. Srila Prabhupada writes this in his purport to Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 9, text 11. Avajananti mam udha manushim tanumashritam param bhavamajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me, Krishna says, when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature as the Supreme Lord of all that be. So people may deride this four-handed form. Ah, stupid, whatever. You can say we're stupid. Krishna says you are stupid. That verse where Arjuna was asking. Actually goes over two verses, doesn't it? Arjuna is asking to see the four-handed form. Adrishta is from the 11th chapter of Gita. Adrishta Puravam Hrishitosmi Drishtavab Hayena Cha Pravyati Tam Manome Tadeva Me Darshaya Deva Rupam Prasida Devesha Jagannivasa. After seeing this universal form, which I have never seen before, I am gladdened, but at the same time my mind is disturbed with fear. There's mixed emotions, an unusual mixture of emotions, happiness and fear. Therefore, please bestow your grace upon me and reveal again your form as the personality of Godhead, O Lord of Lords, O Abode of the Universe. And to be quite clear, Arjuna particularly says, Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam ichami tvam drishtam aham tataiva tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena sahasrabaho bhava vishvamurte. I wish to see you adorned with crown and with mace and discus in hand. Assume again that four-armed form that is in the form of Vishnu, Deva Rupam, as mentioned in the previous verse. O you universal being with 1,000 arms. Here he's mentioned as having Sahasrabaho. Today we're discussing Chaturbaho, and then he has 1,000 arms. He may have had, but Arjuna was asking to see that forehand in form, which is not the form that Arjuna was used to. He's used to seeing Krishna with two hands. Krishna was expertly driving the chariot with two hands. He could have probably you could say it would be easy if you had four hands. When you've got four horses, say you have four horses, how could one charioteer control them all? Well, that's a great expertise. That art is lost, probably. At least for military chariot fighting. But Krishna was able to do so. Why didn't he manifest four hands or more hands? Well, then, why didn't he just obliterate the whole Kaurava army? He was playing the role of a human. That's why he didn't. Other instances that we find in the Bhagavatam of the Supreme Personality of Godhead assuming four hands. Nishamya bhima gaditam dropadyascha chatur bhujaha alokya vadanang sakyur idamaha hasan iva. Covering some ground that was covered in the chatur bhuj discussion over 600 names ago. No harm, very good. Let's discuss again. Srila Prabhupada's translation, Chatur Bhuj, the four-armed one, or the personality of Godhead, after hearing the words of Bhima, Draupadi, and others, saw the face of his dear friend Arjuna, and he began to speak as if smiling. This is after Ashwatthama has been arrested by Arjuna. He's tied up, and Bhima wants him killed, Draupadi wants him spared, and Krishna is looking at Arjuna as if to say, well, what do you think? Purport. Lord Sri Krishna had two arms, generally. And why is he designated as four-armed is explained by Sridhar Swami. Both Bhima and Draupadi held opposite views about killing Ashwatthama. Bhima wanted him to be immediately killed, whereas Draupadi wanted to save him. We can imagine Bhima ready to kill while Draupadi is obstructing him. Sridhar Swami sees Bhima wants to go forward, and Draupadi, whose physical strength-wise cannot stop Bhima, but by her words, she controls him. We find in Mahabharata, she would often, during the time in the forest, she would often send him off, here, go and get those flowers which came from heaven. Or in the kingdom of Virat, she would say, hey, this Kichak, could you just kill him for me? Do something about it. And Bhima does it. So Bhima, but very physically powerful, and he wants to kill Ashvatthama, and Draupadi is holding him back. And in order to prevent both of them, the Lord discovered another two arms. So two arms this side for holding Draupadi and two arms for holding Bhima. At least, I don't know if he would touch Draupadi. That'd be allowed within the etiquette, but he would restrain her, just like put your hand. Don't come. Originally, the primeval Lord, Sri Krishna, displays only two arms, but in his Narayan feature, he exhibits four. Then, another famous incident of Krishna having four manifesting two extra arms is when Rukmini, in response to the absurd and cruel words of Krishna to her, fainted. And Krishna manifested two hands, more. 2 + 2 = 4. And it's explained why the Lord quickly, there's the verse, the Lord quickly got down from the bed, manifesting four arms. He picked her up, gathered her hair, and caressed her face with his lotus hand. And the commentators explain, Vishwanatha, I believe, that is Vishwanatha Chakravarti, says that the Lord manifested four hands so that he could do all of these things simultaneously. It's a bit of a domestic crisis there. The wife has fainted, and he picks her up with two hands, gathered her hair with another hand, and caressed her face with another. So it's all going on. Bhishma Dev, who is speaking this Vishnu Sahasranama, he expressed to the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is standing before him, just as Bhishma was about to depart from this world, to leave his body at his own wish. He had that boon from his father. He could do so. So, his prayer goes as follows, or his desire, Bhishma is expressing his desire about how he wants to die. He's just been talking about the glories of Krishna, and he goes on to say, Sadeva Devo Bhagavan Pratikshatam Kaleva Rangyava Didang Hinom Yaham Prasannaha Saruna Lochano Lasan Mukham Bhujo Dhyana Patashchatur Bhuja. May my Lord, who is four-handed, Chatur Bhuja, and whose beautifully decorated lotus face with eyes as red as the rising sun is smiling, kindly await me at that moment when I quit this material body. One of the wives of Krishna, one of the eight wives of Krishna, before he married another 16,100, Lakshmana, explaining at Kurukshetra to Draupadi how she came to be married to Krishna. It talks about how the Lord Krishna came to get her, and there was resistance from Kshatriya resistance, and she said, the Lord then placed me on his chariot, drawn by foremost excellent horses, donning his armor and readying his bow, Sharanga. He stood on the chariot, and there on the battleground he manifested his four arms. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that with two of his hands, Krishna embraced his new bride, and with the other two, he held his bow and arrows. Isn't that nice? It's very unusual. There's the Madhur Rasa of embracing his wife, or Shringar Rasa of embracing his wife going on, and simultaneously the Vira Rasa of fighting. While departing this earth, he manifested four arms also. So he came with four, left with four, and most of the time had two in between. Doesn't it show that he's Narayana, actually? Well, this is answered by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's quite a big discussion. You'll find in the second chapter of the Adi Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's put right in the second chapter to first of all establish Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that same Krishna. So some may object that Narayan is the original form, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami addresses that objection. Abhatari Narayan Krishna Abhata Temachatur Bhujaha Manusha Akha. Narayan has four hands, so he must be the original form, and Krishna must be an avatar of Narayana, because Krishna has two hands just like an ordinary human being. There are various arguments against that given from Shastra by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. One argument for this is on the platform of Rasa Vichara, and that's very strongly developed, or very authoritatively or conclusively argued by Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is that because Krishna has special qualities, his flute playing, his loving devotees, his exquisite beauty, his exquisite pastimes, so he surpasses Narayana. And one special thing, his flute. Again and again and again we find in the descriptions of Krishna and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu how the flute, it's the flute, the sound of his flute, which is the number one udipana, or stimulus for love of Krishna in all the rasas. In different rasas there are different udipanas, but in all of them, Krishna's flute, and especially in the Sringa or Madhur Rasa. And so one evidence that Krishna is not the topmost form, it's a bit harsh to say it like that, but its language also has its limitations, is from the platform of Rasa Vichara, or according to the depth of love, that the gopis, they were searching for Krishna, who was hiding for them, and Krishna, to have some fun, took the form of Narayana, and they weren't interested in the form of Narayana. They're interested in bow down to him, but where's Krishna? Narayana, your God, you should know where he is. Why don't you tell us where he is? Where's that Krishna? They weren't attracted to that form, because on the platform of love, of intense love, they wanted Krishna. It's not possible with Narayana. Even the Gopakumar on the platform of friendship with Krishna, when he went to Vaikuntha, he was warned, don't get too intimate. We know you're from Govardhan and you have this idea that you're friends with Krishna, but this is Narayana in Vaikuntha, and you don't run up to him and embrace him, and don't do anything like that. It's just like the king is in the court, and his friend comes, and his friend doesn't come up to him and start embracing him and slapping him on the shoulders. He doesn't do any such thing. Not possible. It's just completely wrong etiquette. So the gopis, they were not interested in that kind of relationship with Narayana. With Narayana, bow down to him and this and that. Anyway, we do that. We're good housewives. Are we good housewives? Yeah, we're good housewives. We do that at home. But we want to find Krishna. Religion's okay, but not too much. We want Krishna. That's what they think. So that's a proof that Krishna is more, because on the platform of love, which what is that's what it's all about, really. It's all about love. It's not about reverence. Reverence is a precursor, but it's just a lot better than being indifferent to or inimical to the Supreme Lord. But it's really a long way from love also. So the gopis, they weren't attracted to that form of Narayana, because it's not a form that they could love and embrace. As for Lakshmi, she can do that. So she also can say, well, Lakshmi, she loves Narayana. Yeah, but she couldn't become a gopi. She couldn't become a gopi because she was attached to that form of awe and reverence. She also has awe and reverence for the Supreme Lord, even though he's her husband. When Radharani came, Krishna couldn't maintain that four-handed form. He was unable to. By the power of her love, just broke his ability to pretend that he was Narayana. Here in South India, in Tamil Nadu, there are many fabulous forms, fabulous temples. Really, Bhuvaikuntha, the spiritual world on earth of the big temples, four-handed form of the Lord. But the what they call the Adi Koil, the original temple, this goes way, way, way back to the time of the creation, actually. Brahma, Krishna gave to Brahma, Brahma gave to Ikshvaku, and it came down in the dynasty. Ramchandra gave to Vibhishana, the Ranganath deity, who's at Sri Rangam. He's got two hands. Four hands. And what are in the four hands? Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma. The conch, the discus, Shankha, Chakra, the club, and the lotus. The name Chatur Bahu, Shankaracharya points out, is generally reserved for Vasudeva. That there may be other forms of the Lord who demonstrate four hands, but generally for Vasudeva. Shankha Chakra Gada Pane Dwaraka Nilayachuta Govinda Pundarikaksha Raksha Mam Sharanagatam. It's a well-known chant within Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, which says that he who has in his hands a conch, a discus, and a club, who lives in Dwaraka, who is Achyuta, the infallible Govinda, the giver of pleasure to the cows and the senses, Pundarikaksha, eyes like a lotus, may that Vasudev protect me who am surrendered to him. According to this Siddhartha Sanghita, there are 24 forms of Vishnu. Number one, Vasudev, then going on, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, Govinda, Vishnu, Madhusudan, Trivikram, Vamana, Sridhara, Hrishikesha, Padmanabha, Damodar, Purushottam, Achyuta, Nrisimha, Janardana, Hari, Krishna, Adhokshaja, and Upendra. And the different weapons and symbols are in different hands. There's a whole long description of that included in the text of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of the commentators states that the forearms are for bestowing the four Purusharthas, and we'll find this idea coming up again and again in this series of seven names beginning with Chatur. Now we're on the second in this verse. Second name with Chatur, We'll find this again and again, linking the four. We had Chaturmurti, now we have Chaturbahu, then Chaturgati, Chaturatma, and every Chaturvyuha. And then we'll find that pretty much all the names are connected with the four Purusharthas, which are Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. Dharma can be translated as religiosity. Artha can be translated as economic development. Artha as economic development. Kama as sense gratification. And moksha as liberation. So these are the four goals of life. And this one acharya, Perukaranai Sri Chakravartyacharya, says that he has four hands for bestowing the four Purusharthas. And he can increase the hands. We sometimes hear of him as having six hands, eight hands, 12 hands, as the occasion demands, whatever is required for protecting his devotees, for enlivening his devotees. When he came to protect Gajendra, he had eight arms. And we have so we have Chaturbhuj, four arms, Shadbhuj, six arms. And that form is particularly associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then we have Ashtabhuj, as he came for Gajendra. And there are forms of 16 arms, of 16 weapons, to protect Gajendra with eight arms. This is that's stated by Swami Deshikan. That must be Vedanta Deshika. But then we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam that describes him having his four hands when he came to deliver Gajendra. Chaturbhuja Shankha Gadabja Chakra Pishanga Vasa Nalinaya Tekshana. Four hands with Shankha, and then Gada. Abja means another word for lotus, chakra, discus. Pishanga Vasa means yellow garments. And Nalinaya Tekshana, and lotus eyes. Satya Sandhya Yatiraj gives the following meanings for Chaturbhuja. He connects that with Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha again, but he does in a somewhat different way. It says not for giving it, but he makes these four experienced, or the persons deserving them, by his arrangement, they are able to achieve these four goals of life. And another explanation is that he can only be known by the four Vedas, and this is going to come again and again and again in this description of Chatur, also like the four Purusharthas. He's known by the four Vedas. One name is there, Chaturveda Vit, the last of the seven names in this series, which means he is the knower of the four Vedas. But then another explanation comes in that he's the knower and he can only be known by. And then again, Chaturgati and so on. That explanation comes. So Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gives the meaning of Chaturbahu. Very different and from any of the other that have been given, and very sweet, as much as Kshatriya Bhav can be sweet. Yeah, it's sweet. It's there's a, beneath all that blood and gore and fighting, and there's a sweetness, the camaraderie that comes from fighting together. Sometimes I think of Krishna and Arjuna coming back to the camp after a day's fighting and walking together, two comrades at arms, and what a deep relationship, when they've been fighting all day for several days together and protecting each other, their minds as if one, as they're just both completely absorbed in the fight. And that's really Arjuna. He became a great yogi, completely absorbed in thinking of Krishna while fighting. Mamanasmara yudhyacha. So anyway, Baladev Vidyabhushan's, he says that the four arms of Krishna are Bhima, Arjuna. I think, wait a minute. There are five Pandavas, but it's not the five Pandavas. It's four, right? So Bhima, Arjuna, Satyaki, and Uddhava. Satyaki is his fighting commander-in-chief. Satyaki's cha parajitaha, never defeated. And Uddhava, who's also kshatriya, but he's more of in the advising department. We don't hear of him fighting. So these are his four arms. So if you say someone, you're my right-hand man, means you're this someone I really depend on very, very closely. So Krishna has four arms. Bhima, Arjuna, Satyaki, and Uddhava. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya chunakang padayo nipatya kritva chaka kushata me tadaham bravimi. Hey, sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat goranga chandra charane kurutanuragaha. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanumokaro navayang vichara yamaha. Hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.